Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
lyrical piano playing of Ahmad Jamal from 1987 on Atlantic Records. That's from the album Crystal. That's a tune called Quest for Light, in which his piano was accompanied by James Kamak on bass, David Bowler on drums, and Willie White on percussion. This is Spinning Jazz. We're heading for a couple of soulful instrumentals next. This one's from 69 on Vault Records. It's the Barquets.
We'll be right back.
The sound of the Dap Kings. Dear Mr. Teddy from 2015. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live. Every Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we explore the wonderful world of jazz on vinyl. from 1981 on Inner City Records, the album Bamboo. That's John Neptune with the Tatsuhiko Arakawa Band, and that was a tune called Funky Ra Ra Ra. Before that, from 1976 on Atlantic Records, you heard Ted Curzon and Company, and that was Typical Ted. Next up, Freddie Hubbard's second album on CTI, which I picked up at the AA Record Fair in Sheffield quite recently. This features George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, Herbie Hancock on keyboards, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Richard Pablo Landrum is playing the percussion, congas and bongos. And also on this track that I'm going to play for you, Weldon Irvin, the great Weldon Irvin, is playing tambourine. It's one of his tunes, and it is Mr. Clean. This is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
Winter Boogaloo Gospel Flavoured Soul Jazz from Lee Morgan, and that's from one of the latest offerings in the excellent Tone Poet series on Blue Note Records from 1968, originally released in 1980, and just been reissued in a spectacular gatefold sleeve, pasted sleeve, in fine style. The album's called Taru. That was D. Lord, written by Lee Morgan, who was playing trumpet, joined by Benny Maupin on tenor saxophone, George Benson once again on guitar, John Hicks on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins was playing the drums. No compromises here on Spinning Jazz. We just provide you with the excellent undiluted jazz every Sunday morning between 9 and 11. And next up, I've got another one from the latest pair of offerings in the Tone Poet series. It's Bobby Hutcherson and another unreleased album that didn't come out till 1980, but it was recorded in 69. The album's called Medina, and it features Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Hutcherson on vibes, Stanley Cowell on piano, Reggie Johnson on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. This is a Joe Chambers tune called Ungano. And remember, you can check out playlists and listen again if you go to my webpage at spinningjazz.wordpress.com. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at PeteEvans1961.
Thank you.
you very much for tuning in this week. Hope you have a great Sunday. I will be back next week at 9 o'clock with another spinning jazz. Going to leave you with something from 63. This is Vic Lewis and his band from the album At Home and Away plays Bossa Nova. He recorded half the album in London and half in Hollywood. This is from the London session, and it features Jimmy Duker on trumpet, Shake Keane on trumpet and flugelhorn, Tubby Hayes on tenor sax and flute, Ronnie Scott on tenor, Terry Shannon on piano, Ray Dempsey on guitar, Freddie Logan on bass, and Kenny Clare playing the drums. This is Ricardo. Take care, wish you all good luck, good health, and especially at this time, peace.